This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Monique is calling in from New Hampshire. She's got a question about flooring. What can we do for you?
Well, actually, this winter was a rough winter for New Hampshire, and I had ice dams on my roof outside, which caused a leak that came into the house through the door frame, which was under a covered porch, and it buckled my hardwood floor.
Oh, too bad.
So my question is, I've had lots of advice as to how to prevent the ice dam next year. I've got insurance fixing the floor for me, but I've got to take care of the bigger issue, which is how to prevent this from happening again.
Well, first of all, your roof in New Hampshire, I would have thought that it was constructed with something called ice and water shield, which would have prevented this. It sounds like it wasn't. The first thing that you should do, and this should be covered by the insurance company as well, I would think, is you need to remove the roof shingles along the first 3 to 4 feet of the roof and apply something called ice and water shield. You might want to go to the website for Grace Construction Products Company. It's graceathome.com. They pretty much invented this product, ice and water shield. And it's a sort of a rubbery 3-foot-wide sheet that's put right against the roof sheathing all along that edge. And what it does is if you get any ice that backs up at the roof edge, it can't get under the shingles and leak through to the house.
Okay.
I mean, it can get under there, but it's not going to leak. And that's why you put in ice and water shield. And in your part of the country, ice and water shield should be a standard part of any roofing project. I'm surprised you don't have it. Now, beyond that, it's a good idea to have proper ventilation, which means the overhang, if there's soffits there, have to be open and free-flowing. And the insulation should not block those soffits. In other words, you should make sure that the insulation in the attic doesn't push so far forward towards the exterior wall that it blocks the airflow.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's even plywood blocking the soffits.
Well, I mean, that assumes that she has vents. I mean, you do need to make sure you have vents. But if you have good ventilation and you have ice and water shield, you shouldn't really have an ice damming problem next year.
That is good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Monique. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.